Welcome to Concafé for the 25th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. It's that special time of year called Holy Week. It's Monday of Holy Week. Matthew 21, verses 12 and 13, tell us a bit about what Jesus did. Some have argued this happened on Palm Sunday, may have been, and may have been Palm Monday. But whatever the day it happened. The devotional I'm calling Monday at the Office because it is Monday. Happy Monday to you all, and I pray you had a restful weekend, found time to worship the Lord if you went to church. You probably celebrated Palm Sunday, Jesus' triumphant entry into the Holy City, and we want to take a day-by-day look at what Jesus did and experienced during that last week on earth we call Holy Week. So, you ready to get into God's Word? I am. Here it is, Matthew 21. Verses 12 and 13. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Friends, this passage invites us to use all our senses to imagine the scene. The temple, rebuilt since King Solomon's day, splendid as a site and symbol to the city of Jerusalem, majestic entrance up many steps, built in a way to make you think and prepare for your contact with the holy God of Israel. It is said the steps are not rhythmically like most steps that you can take in the rhythm or pattern, but purposefully make you want to take them slow with time to reflect and pray on who and what is in this sacred place. I wish everyone would have the opportunity in life to visit the Temple of Israel and take the stairs up in a way that would help you understand just what I'm talking about. You know, and your staircase at home or at school or at work, it's just, you could run up, you can, you know, skip up or dance your way up. In Jerusalem, you've got to take it one by one, and like I said, in a very purposeful way. Now, the temple is dedicated to God's house. The times and economy of the day made it become something for which it was not built nor dedicated. That's what Jesus was addressing. Sacrifices took place in it, and every household or individual had an obligation to bring an unblemished lamb for slaughter before God as one which would take your place and die for your sins. That's what the sacrifice was all about. It was the Pharisees who could determine the appropriateness of each animal, and the suspicion is that most animals were not deemed appropriate, wink, wink, so that you could buy one of theirs. And more than likely, the currency you brought just in case was not the one they accepted, so you would be directed to the money changers, who would, for a nice fee, take your currency and exchange it for the ones that they took, the Pharisees. Your original lamb would be sent to a pen nearby. We suspect within days it would be on sale as one acceptable to the Pharisees. Racket, you say? Jesus said, yes, you may, because that's how he saw it as well, a racket. Now imagine the smells of said animals in a holy place. Imagine the noise of people arguing about the appropriateness of prices and currencies, etc. Was Jesus right in claiming this was no longer a house of prayer? It was indeed, as he said, a den of robbers. Friends, Jesus was a righteous man. He was a perfect man. He was the devoted Son of God. He was our Lord, or is our Lord and our Messiah. He spoke up when he needed to and walked away in other cases when that was appropriate. And how more appropriate to start a holy week than by starting at the top? The temple was the center of Israel's religious life, but it had fallen short and was no longer a place to pray and connect with God. Those in charge were well connected with greed and profit and no longer cared about the spiritual thing. All the things Jesus said about money and possessions stemmed from his knowledge of these thieves in the holy place. Did Jesus throw a temple tantrum? No, it was a temple purification, or like it. It was Monday at the office for him. And it brings it to us Have we cleansed our spirits, bodies, minds, and lives of the unclean during these 40 days? Have we drawn closer to God? Can we say and sing, "It is well with my soul," in response to Wesley's traditional question, "How is it with your soul?" Friend, I pray it is well with your soul and with all things centered and focused on Christ. Let's pray. Awesome God, bless and protect us from ourselves. Bless and protect us from our greed, our evil desires, and our dedicated wanderings. We're wanting to wander from you. Bless the start of this Holy Week, Father, in ways that bring honor and glory to your name. This we pray in Christ Jesus' precious and powerful name. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Ask yourself often, what would Jesus do? Then ask him, and then do it. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you, pass it on. Make it blow up. Let people know we want to win the world for Jesus Christ. We want to win you for Jesus Christ. I love you. God bless you. Amen.